Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, joining me now from the student of the gun is the original student of the gun. He was the first, well, no, he wasn't the first student of the gun. He's the first one to claim the moniker, though. studentofthegun.com, the professor, Paul Markle. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting here watching the leaves change already.
Yep. And?
And it's too bad. It's too soon for this. It's too soon for this. We had frost this morning. That's a bull crap.
Right. Well, I mean, what's your elevation?
6,500.
Well, I would think that, you know, you would probably be sort of susceptible to those early frosts, wouldn't you? I mean, it's not that early.
Well, I know, brother. It's just, it's like, man, I tell you what, it was like Sunday night. Somebody flipped a switch. We went from late summer into like fall. And we didn't come here to talk about the weather, did we?
Right. No, we did not.
What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about you put out a video the other day. What was that? Was that a short, or was that a reel, or what was that?
Yeah, that's what they call a short.
Oh.
Yeah, the kids got me doing these you know, commercials are short form.
Right.
You know, you've done commercials, and they have to be perfect.
Right.
Right, yeah. I've always done, you know, I love long form video, long form audio, because you can say or okay or whatever, or clear your throat. But I tell you what, when you only have 60 seconds, it's gotta be perfect.
Yeah.
And, but the boys got in there like, oh, we get a lot of traffic from the shorts, so you gotta do shorts, Dad. I'm like, okay, I'll do shorts.
Well, and your short this week was about wearing armor, training with armor.
Yep. Yeah, you don't need to be afraid of armor, but we also need to be brutally honest with ourselves. You know, a lot of people went out in the last 10 years, especially the last 3 to 5 years, and they went online and they ordered plate carriers. That's all the cool kids are doing, right?
Right.
And they got them, and then they, you know, they unpacked them, and they put them on, and they stood in the mirror, and they, you know, moved around, looked at themselves, and most people, and they took them off, put them in their closet, and they're like, well, just in case, you know, things ever get bad, I'm going to bust that out and I'm going to use it. That's not how armor works. You know, I've been wearing armor for how long ago? It was 1987. So that long.
Well, why were you wearing armor in 87? I wasn't wearing armor in 87.
You weren't. I was.
I was.
Black jackets were the standard issue, man.
We didn't have black jackets.
You guys are a bunch of soft, under top belly.
So,
yeah, no, dude, we wore flax and helmets. Everywhere. We wore them in boot camp, infantry school. Oh, yeah. Flaxy helmets.
Okay. Well, we didn't wear those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We wore mock suits everywhere we went.
Hmm. Yeah, because you're worried the Russians are going to drop the gas on you.
Yep.
Dude, I have the distinct honor of having gone into combat in MOP 2 and then going into MOP 4 during combat. That was fun on a bun.
I can only imagine.
That was fun on a bun. But regardless, if you've got armor, that's cool. That's awesome. Number one, you need to fit it to yourself. armor is not supposed to hang down around your belly button.
No.
You need to cinch it up, and it needs to be up high. Now, it shouldn't choke you, but it needs to be high. Just like right below, you know, your neck, the crease, you know, where you reach up and you right. feel the neck right there. That's where it should sit. And then you got to make sure it's balanced on your back too. Otherwise you get off balance, and it needs to be high on your back, not low. Cause if it's low, it's going to beat you to death. And it needs to be snug. So, but not so snug that it cuts off the circulation in your arms. But it, you know, when you move around, if you stand up, sit down, fight, it shouldn't be flopping.
Right.
You know, when you take steps, it shouldn't be banging. It should be attached to you. So we need to get our armor on. We need to size it. We need to make sure that it's fitting us properly. And then we need to get out and do stuff with it. Because let me tell you what, it's a different animal. You know, even though it's only 18 or 20 pounds or whatever it is, most people aren't used to. And the truth is, your muscles on your body are not used to supporting that type of weight. You know, it's like people who are preparing for backpacking or hikes. They'll tell them, they're like, look, you need to put a pack on. It only needs to be 10 or 15 pounds, but you need to put a pack on and you need to move around with it because your body needs to get used to it because it's not used to having that on there. And that's what you need to do. People are like, oh, I don't want to seem crazy or paranoid or whatever. I'm like, do whatever you want to do, homeboy. But the fact is you need the idea that you're just going to unpack it, put it in the closet. And then the day that the balloon goes up, that the sirens go off, you're just going to throw it on. You're going to become Superman. That's delusional.
Well, I would think you need to train with it because if you don't train with it and you presume you know how to set it up, that's probably disastrous.
Your gear should work with you, not against you.
Right.
And if when it comes to helmets and armor and what have you, it's got to be right. And we went through some, oh, my Lord, man, we went through some terrible, disastrous things during GWAT. Because they were cranking out plate carriers and armor configurations like nobody's business. And things changed and got weird. And I was contracting. They issued us this armor, and it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. You couldn't get it to cinch right. It was always the cinch straps were always coming loose. It was always beating you up. It was terrible. So fortunately, we went through those growing pains, and you know most of the stuff that's out there right now is pretty good. But yeah, it's a different animal. Most people are like, oh, well, how hard can it be? Just throw it on, huh? Yeah, okay. And the thing is, people don't understand. All right, let's just say that there's a civil emergency, you know, and you and your buddies are all gun guys, and you're going to protect the neighborhood from the Indians. How long do you think you're going to wear that? You think you're going to put it on for 15 minutes and then take it off?
No, you're going to have to wear it all day.
You're going to be wearing it for hours.
Yeah.
And you need to have we need to have that look in the mirror with our friend there and figure out, can I actually wear this for hours or is it going to wear me into the ground? These are all honest questions we need to have with ourselves.
Sure. Well, I mean, as far as the questions go, I'm not too overly, I was of two minds. Okay. I had a chat with John Farnham and I asked him if he carried armor and he said, no. I said, well, what do you use? He said, well, I would use, I have a bandolier that somebody made me years ago that you can't even find anywhere that works perfect, which sounded sort of elitist, but very nice.
No, people ask me all the time. They're like, I take a picture or something. They're like, hey, where did you get that? Can I get one? I'm like, no. Get into a time machine.
Decades.
Go back to 2011 and maybe you can get one then.
So now, I have a choice. I have a plate carrier that is set up with AR-500 armor plates. We'll get to that in just a second. Got lost in the stories we were describing. And talking to Paul Markle, the student of gun. What is it like to train with armor? This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Guy. We're talking about, you just made this video about training with armor. And I was starting to tell my story. So I have a plate carrier from AR500Armor.com with some rifle plates in it that is, I think they each weigh 6 pounds each. So they're not really, really heavy. The only problem comes from the fact that I never wore a plate carrier when I was in the Army. So this is a new thing for me. Now, I was talking about John Farnham. I do have a very nice chest rig that is set up. That is it was made by Blue Force Gear. But I never wore a chest rig either. We didn't have those, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I can't find anybody. I want Paul to go out and collaborate with somebody and make a 21st century LBE, but he hadn't done it yet. I don't know that he ever will. So right now I have to deal with what is available out there today. So that's what I'm looking at today. Now, I have both of those things, and I do have them set up. I have tried on and fit the plate carrier. The chest rig was much easier to do because it's not nearly going to be as, you know, because of the lack of weight and all the weight being on the front of it, it's just going to hang there pretty good, and I just cinch it up, and it's good to go. Plate carrier is a different story altogether. There's a lot of things about the plank carrier that I was not prepared for when I started setting it up.
No, it's a different animal, you know. It really is. And if you've never done it before, you need to spend some time doing it and get used to it and understand. You know, the first time you do it, it's probably going to be uncomfortable as heck. And you're going to wonder why you did that. But I don't know about you, but I've been in a bunch of situations where I was really happy at that moment in time to have something between my chest and potential incoming rounds.
Right.
Whether it was, you know, when I was a cop, you know, searching a building during an alarm drop or something like that, I was happy that there was there was Kevlar between me and, you know, potential badness, you know, being in a ditch with mortars dropping around you. I was glad I had a helmet on. Glad I had my fly jacket. So it is comforting.
Now, what would the fly jacket stop?
Oh, fly jacket stops, you know, fragmentation. Because, you know, the vast majority of casualties in combat don't come from bullets. They come from fragmentation.
Right.
Whether grenades, mortars, rockets, right. Bombs, whatever.
So would it take a round and would you survive it?
Not a rifle round. You know, the Cold War era flak jackets were made of Kevlar, and they were, you know, waterproofed and blah blah blah, and they would stop. Now they would stop handgun rounds and buckshot and you know, non-rifled projectiles like, you know, fragmentation. They wouldn't stop a .223. It wouldn't stop a .762.
Yeah. So it was mainly for peripheral damage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was the you know, the main threat, and it still is, you know, for the most part. More people die from fragmentation in actual wars than do bullets. Now, yeah, obviously, it's a different thing for law enforcement and for people on the street and for, you know, you and I. You're probably, hopefully, if there's a civil disturbance, you're not going to be facing grenades or mortars. It'll probably be gunfire.
So between the two, would you still be leaning towards a plate carrier?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And the what we were doing back during the early stages of GWAT was you know, the Marine Corps was issuing a full service armor kit. What they did was they basically combined the Kevlar soft armor flak jacket with front and rear plates, and those things were monstrous.
Right.
They were thick and heavy and hot, and they had, you just had to wear them, you know, you just had to do it. I still have one. I don't wear it much. But you know, I have it. I'm not going to throw it away or anything, but
right. But
and it's good. I mean, it's good because it gives you a lot of cover. You know, it gives you a lot of cover up, but brothers and sisters, that's a lot of weight to be thrown around.
Now, I've looked at the IOTV and some of the stuff that comes over with, like, the collars and the shoulders and the
The stuff that they put the CNN guys on when they're over in Bosnia reporting live, right. They throw these giant armor flak jacket things on them and give them a microphone so they look like they're in a dangerous area.
Yeah, that thing. So, I mean,
yeah,
I've looked at those, and my question then becomes, how good can you move in all that stuff?
It's tough. It's hard. That's why all the special operations guys started going to just front back play carriers so they could move their arms more rapidly and they could, you know, have some mobility. And of course, once those guys started doing that, then it kind of trickled down.
Right. So is that what most people are doing nowadays, front back plates, and that's it?
Yeah, and you know, you can get side plates, which aren't a bad idea. You just got to make sure you got the right ones that basically fit on that side strap. Because, you know, any way you slice it, it sucks getting shot. But if you can slow that thing down or stop it, that's always a good thing.
Right.
Now, and go ahead.
When a civilian is looking at plates, I'm kind of thinking they should probably look at steel just because a ceramic plate, besides it being very, very expensive, if you throw it into the back of your truck or your trunk or whatever and it lands on one corner, you just wasted a plate.
Oh yeah, you got to be careful with them because that's why they don't issue those to the average GI Joe, because the average GI Joe is, you know, or the Marines, it's like, you know, the story about you hand a Marine a bowling ball, what will happen to it? It'll either be broken or pregnant in a week. And that's always something to consider. And especially when you're issuing stuff, because they don't just issue it to you. They give it to you, you use it, and then you turn it back in, and they give it to somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else. Ceramic is, you know, the modern ceramics are good because they're light. But like you said, if you take it off and throw it in the back of the pickup truck or whatever, or drop it on the concrete, you can get cracks in them. So it depends on how much money you want to spend, too.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in the next segment coming up. I didn't get to do this because I was too busy lost in the story, but Paul runs something called studentofthegun.com. Now, this is more than the sum of its parts because Paul and his sons have set up this media hub that's also a store, that's also an instructional entity, and it's all in one place at studentofthegun.com. And there you can go and find a really good blowout kit. There you can go and find all kinds of training videos, all kinds of things that have to do with practicing, all kinds of ideas that you can use at home to train with, all kinds of insights. Paul's full of insights. He gets out there and he's almost like one of these philosophical killer guys. Yeah. So that's Paul. You're a philosophical killer guy. Going to talk more to we'll talk more to the philosophical killer guy when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is working to gather enough votes for the Speaker of the House position. He talked with his Republican counterparts during a closed-door session today.
We're going to be talking some more as a smaller group, but a cross-section representing every swath of our conference. We have people, obviously, of different backgrounds that have different passions. For 2.5 hours, talked through those.
A timeline for a full floor vote has not been announced. Gaza enduring relentless airstrikes while Israel readies for a potential ground incursion. The Israel Defense Forces have activated approximately 300,000 reservists in close proximity to the Gaza border and are conducting extensive strikes on Hamas targets. Additional charges have been filed in the bribery case against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. A superseding indictment filed today alleges he acted as a foreign agent and disclosed sensitive U.S. secrets. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paul Markle, student of the gun, and we're talking about armor. Now, we were just talking about how much do you want to spend on this stuff. You can literally go out there and spend a couple of $1,000s on these things, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The sky's the limit when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And the question is, do you need to? I don't know. It's nice to have good stuff. I mean, you don't want to have, you know, cheaply made, poorly made stuff. I would be very careful buying no plate carriers from overseas companies. You know, the stitching is probably not going to be great. And then you're going to buy plates and put the plates in them and they're going to come apart. And that's a bad thing. Generally, it's a good idea to just buy the carrier from the people that are selling you the plates. Is they've tested them together.
Who are some good name brands that you know of?
I should have known you were going to ask me that.
Yeah.
The plate carrier that I'm wearing was actually from U.S. Palm. Remember the company U.S.
Yeah.
Palm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's from. It's from the company U.S. Sadly, they went out of business, but the Century Arms, they bought them up, and they primarily bought them up for the accessories, for the firearm accessories. They didn't bring back the plate carriers and the plates, which is too bad. But that's the one I'm wearing. Blackhawk, I'm not sure where they're at right now. I've actually got other Blackhawk plate carriers from the height of GWAT. You know, Blackhawk got bought too, and you know, the people that bought them gutted their product line. So it's that happens quite often.
Right.
You know, it used to be when I was a cop, there was probably 6 or 7 separate independent companies making soft body armor and carriers and what have you. And then what happened over the years is you just had this amalgamation where they got gobbled up. You know, I think the Safariland group now owns three or four of the original, you know, body armor companies. And they just folded them in. They just bought their competition out. I know the Second Chance got bought out. But if you're looking what to spend for plates, like, you should be spending $300 to $400 between a set of plates, two plates, and a good carrier. And that you might be able to get them a little less expensive than that. You want your plates to have, you know, the ones I've got in there, they're steel, they're level three rifle steel plates, and they're coated in nylon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's to catch the spall.
Yeah. And you know, we've gotten super wrapped around the axle with that. You know, they're like, you shouldn't use those plates because they don't catch the spall. And it's like, dude, how many times do you plan on being shot? It's like, they're like, oh, you know, and they put it on a dummy and they shoot it seven times or whatever. I'm like, dude, no human being is going to stand still, you know, to take seven shots.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the ground or fold it over or something, but if you stop one or two, consider yourself lucky and call it a good day.
Yeah. Cover.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next video that's coming out, it's another short, is me sitting behind the wheel of a truck, because that's something else that people, you know, they're like, oh, I want to go to the range with my armor and I'll shoot. And I'll get to the range. I'll put it on. I'll shoot, have a good time. Then I'll take it off and put it in the truck. Well, again, going back to the, are we just playing games or are we serious about what we're going to do? If you're serious about, we're going to protect our community from the zombies, from the invaders, and there's a lot of them coming into our country right now, the idea that, like, well, I'm going to get in the truck and we'll roll up to where we're going to need to be. And then when we get out, we'll put the armor on, we'll play dress up. No. You need to be able to operate your vehicles with armor on. And that is another, you know, now you're thicker. Now you are a thicker human. Something that was eye-opening to me recently, this last year, was one of our neighbors had one of those razors, right? Those super cool four-wheel drive dealios, you know, the ones people race around the desert. Yep. But they've got bucket seats. And like, which is fine. Yeah, they're like form fitted, which is fine if you're just going to go screw around in the desert. But if you have gear on, that's a no go. That's a no go. You've got like a war belt, a holster, stuff like that. You won't fit in that thing. You'll be stuck in it. You'll get stuck in that thing. You're in that case, you know, the people are like, oh, that'd be a great, you know, emergency, you know, rollout vehicle. No, wouldn't it be a terrible emergency rollout vehicle? Especially with the little doors and all that crap, that a better vehicle would be like a standard, like a mule or a gator with a bench seat with the doors off. So you get in and out. If you're going to wear armor, you need to put it on and figure out if you can climb in and out of your truck without getting stuck. You know, that might be a thing to consider.
That's not something I've done yet. I mean, but there's a few things I discovered with armor that I would never have thought about when I was putting it together. Like the part where the cummerbund that I have to flip up, can't do that when I got magazines on it. If I've got the magazines in the holders, so I got to take the magazines out to put it on. So that means it's not really put together when I put it on.
Yeah. So and that's a no-go too. That kind of situation is, you're like, oh, well, crap. A lot of people, and you know, they all come with Molly straps all over them so you can set them up. But yeah, that's something else you need to do. You need to put all those various pouches on there.
Yep.
And then actually try and use them and figure out whether or not you can get the stuff out of the pouches or whether they get in your way.
Which system do you use for attaching? Is it Malice clips or Molly, what do you
use? I just on that armor we're talking about, I've just got pouches that have regular old Molly straps.
Yeah.
Which are a pain in the rump, but once you got them on, you know, I leave them alone.
I still don't understand why people send ship stuff with mallet straps. I went out and bought a couple of tacos the other day because they're small and yet they work. Bought some taco pouches and I'm sticking them on the belt and it's mallet strips.
Yeah, Blackhawk had a strapless system that they were pimping for a while, which worked, but they were the only one that was doing it. And right. Now that they're not making them anymore, it's kind of a dead system.
That's what we should do. You should do a collab where we come up with the pouch attaching system that works with all pouches, but that doesn't, it'll work backwards with everything else. I don't even know what that would look like. That would just be some headache.
Well, Safariland did their own thing, too. You know, they did these MOLLE-capable things where you push them, you know, they're hard plastic, and you shoved them into the straps. And I found that they worked kind of, but they took up a lot of real estate.
Right.
And then you end up not being able to put as much stuff on your vest as you wanted to, because you're taking up extra real estate with these plastic clips. And it's all, you know, everybody's got their own way of doing it. You've got to figure out what works for you. And the only way to figure that out is what?
Just
go out and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. To go out and try it, to train with it.
I got to figure out a holster for a Poly 80 with a flashlight on it.
Oh yeah. Cause your normal Glock holsters won't work because they're different.
Well, because of the trigger guard.
Yeah, the trigger guard zone is
funky. I would think one with a flashlight attached to, like if I got one for a flashlight, that would work.
Well, yeah, a lot of the people that are making light-bearing holsters, it's the actual light is what the holster is grabbing onto, not the frame of the gun.
Right.
Like the new Blackhawk one. Like in the video, what I'm wearing is a Blackhawk light bearing holster, and it's the actual light. It's the TLR1 stream light that you need. Is the holster grabbing onto that? It's not grabbing onto the gun frame.
Hang on for me for just a second. Talking to Paul Markle. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last time on the firing line, we are speaking with Paul Markle. We were just talking about, holsters and light setups and everything else. So when you go on a trip, and we talked about this before, but when you are making your what determines whether you're carrying a big kit or a little kit as far as, you know, a just-in-case kit?
Yeah, if I'm gonna be overnighting, I'll throw that bag, you know, the bag we've discussed, the Saving Aunt Susie bag or yeah. I just grab that because it's always preloaded with everything I need and just throw that into the, into the vehicle that I'm, and that, you know, does me just fine. If I'm going to be going somewhere and I know I'm going to be staying there for a while, then generally, because I always take my own truck anyway. So, probably be going somewhere and staying, and usually, well, just because of who I am and what I do, chances are really good that I'm going to be shooting when I get to where I'm going, you know, whether it's a training class or, you know, whatever. So I'll throw the plate carrier in there because it's not that big. It doesn't take up that much real estate.
Right.
And that way I just have it.
I think I have, I either have a kit bag or a, duffel bag that would carry all that stuff if I needed to. And other than that, I have an Aunt Susie bag now. I'm not real happy with the Aunt Susie bag that I have, but it's the one I've got. So it's, I'm going to learn to be happy with it.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
So,
you know, and if people, you don't have to have armor. I mean, it's your life, man. I don't care. One of the things that we talk about is like, so, how are you going to restrict access to your community? People are like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, if in a civil disturbance, in a civil disaster, you can't just allow any schmuckatelli to come driving into your community because a lot of them are there for nefarious freaking activities. So how do you stop them? And I'm like, well, but we do a checkpoint. I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to do checkpoints. So what does that mean? That means that actual humans are going to have to be standing out there and you're going to put up, you know, you're going to put up signs that say stop or whatever. And then you're going to have to walk up to that car and talk to the occupants and find out if they live there or what, or if they're just a bunch of yahoos. And if they're a bunch of yahoos, they need to go somewhere else. They need to, what we say, fornicate into a different direction.
Right.
But if you're doing that, if that's going to be your bag, man, I would definitely want something between my body and potential bullets.
Right.
It's that insurance policy. You don't want to have to use it, but if you ever have to use it, you're glad you did. You're glad you had it.
I just hope if I carry it and I do take fire and I have to get shot, they're kind enough to shoot me in the plate.
Well, generally people will shoot for center mass because it's the biggest part and it's the easiest part to hit.
Right.
Sometimes your number is up and that's just the way it is.
Right.
But when it comes to checkpoints, I'll give you guys a quick hint. If you're the talking guy, if you're the one who walks up and says, hi, can I help you? And they pull out a gun, you hit the ground.
Yep.
You hit the ground because the guy whose job it is to fill that vehicle full of bullets, is going to start quick, fast, and in a hurry. And that's how that works at a checkpoint. In case you guys didn't know, that's how checkpoints work.
Right.
You're like, what? I'm like, yeah. If you see a gun, if you don't get shot, you hit the ground because the inside of that vehicle is about to be full of bullets. Like, that's mean. I know it's mean. World we live in.
You probably saw
it's
more.
It's a mean.
Did you see more of that when you were a contractor versus a military guy?
Yeah. I mean, but that's something we got really good at in the last 20 years is figuring out how to set up checkpoints, how to keep people running checkpoints, how to do overwatch, and so on and so forth. And you talk about needing to trust the person who's behind you. It's like when we go to these public ranges and they're like, all weapons are, downrange and da-da-da, safe directions. Like, homeboy, if you're the guy who's checking IDs, you're downrange. Because there's a dude with a rifle behind you. You need to trust that dude. You guys need to be close homeboys. And if you can't trust that dude, then he's going to be the one checking IDs.
Yep. What about helmets?
Oh, it's funny. I'm writing a new book. Ha, surprise. And I was just actually literally an hour ago writing a section about helmets and headgear. And people are like, that's paranoid, or that's blah, 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 or you can't see. It's like, dude, we figured out 3,000 years ago that a savage with a rock could take you out. Like you if you were a Roman legionnaire and you had you had your gladius and you had the phalanx, not the phalanx, that's escaping me. But if you didn't have a helmet on your head, a freaking barbarian could just chuck a rock and take you out.
Sure.
And things have not changed. in 3,000 years, you might have a $2,000 Gucci rifle. And if you just have a baseball hat on, a mongoloid with a rock on a rooftop can chuck a broken brick down on you and take you out. That's the reality of the situation. And one of the things that, we learned a long time ago is if you're going to be doing any kind of vehicle operations, in and out of vehicles, you've got to have something on your head, especially armored vehicles. You'll knock your own self out without one. But even not armored vehicles, even just ATVs or UTVs or whatever the V you want to call it, the cut V. But it's always good to have something between your head and the pavement or whatever. And there's a lot of companies out there selling what they call bump guards. And a bump guard is not ballistic, but it'll keep a beer bottle from smashing your skull in, sure, from breaking your skull. You could be the coolest dude in town with a Gucci rifle and all this stuff, and some cracked out idiot can chuck a beer bottle out from the crowd and smash your noggin with it.
And you're all done.
So, bump guards will set you back. A good bump guard. And let's just say you're like, I'm not spending that. Get a hockey helmet. Yeah. You get a hockey helmet. A little hint that we just passed the anniversary. It was yesterday and today of the Battle of the Black Sea in Mogadishu.
Right.
Operation Gothic Serpent. And the Delta Force guys were wearing hockey helmets. Because the standard helmet at the time was the Pasgit. That big, we used to call it the Nazi helmet or whatever, the big Pasgit helmet. Right. And the Pasgit helmet gave you a lot of protection, but it also, it cut down, you couldn't really shoot well from the prone with one on, and the harness system was crap. And if you were running hard or if you, dropped or rolled over or whatever, it would come loose and shift in your head. And the Delta guys obviously had to move fast. So they just opted for hockey helmets because they were allowed. And that was way before we thought about making ballistic over-the-ear helmets.
Right. Now the helmets today, they're designed to actually carry a whole bunch of stuff on themselves, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You get an ATE, above-the-ear helmet or above-the-ear bump guard. Our go-to company is Hardhead Veterans because they are hard-headed veterans, and mm-hmm. they make good stuff. They make bump guards and they make ballistic helmets. Look at the whole Kyle, Kyle Rittenhouse thing, an idiot with a skateboard can smash you over the noggin.
Yep. That's luck. Just luck. But he gave a very fair accounting of himself.
He did. That's what made the other side, the leftists, so angry was that an 18-year-old kid ate their lunch.
Yeah. Yep. So once again, I thank you for joining me today. As you find Paul at studentofthegun.com. He will be back because there's always something going on that we're talking about. It'll be the book or it'll be we got a pistol thing we're about to start, and who knows where we go from there. I have no idea. Although, I need to find a way to install this front sight that I got for my AR-15 from Vision.
It should have a tool.
Well, if you got a video, I'll look at it. We'll talk about it. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.